Welcome back to the Impus Podcast. This is episode 75, Johnny.
Yeah, for you.
Well, just in total, you know, it's close.
Plus all the special episodes.
When you count all the special episodes, oh my.
I don't know. I don't even remember how many we've done at this point.
This episode is called To 2017 and Beyond.
Oh, wow. You got really emotional about it.
You are a toy! All right, I'm Brian.
There you go. This is Johnny.
And this week, we are looking forward to things in 2017. I don't have any news bites to talk about.
Was there anything?
I don't know. I've been way too busy this week to worry about it. Yeah. So this is
all's quiet on the Christmas front.
Our week O Christmas episodes. So if you're listening to this and it's Sunday, go open presents with your family.
Or just keep listening to this. And
ignore your family, even better. Take the presents.
Go sit there with your earbuds and listen.
Anyway, happy Christmas. All right. So 2017 is going to definitely be an interesting year. There's a bunch of cool-ass movies coming out, a bunch of cool-ass comics coming out, a bunch of cool-ass TV shows coming out.
It's hard to keep up with.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to a bunch of stuff. You know, from a comics perspective.
Still coming down from a Rogue One high.
So we're going to see it Monday.
Okay.
So second viewing. Looking forward to that.
I'll be at work.
I actually have days off next week.
Woo-hoo. What?
Anyway, so yeah. No, so I think starting with like TV shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's some like the Hundreds coming back for season 4,
which I never watched.
Which you need to watch. You can go back and listen to David and I gushing about it a few episodes ago back in November.
Uh-huh.
I guess it was
August or something.
Sherlock season 4 is going to air on the BBC and PBS at the same time.
Okay.
So we Americans won't have to wait for it to get here.
That's okay.
Let's see what else. American Gods starts on Stars.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. Part of the reason why Brian Fuller is not
on Star Trek
with
Discovery.
Star Trek Discovery.
Which is coming.
The Defenders.
Yeah.
Legion, which is probably the thing I'm most looking forward to in the first half of the year.
Which one is Legion?
It's on FX. It's the X-Men about Legion.
Oh, okay. Legion, the son of Professor X.
And it's Dan Stevens, Matthew Crawley, for all you Downtown Abbey fans.
Downtown.
Or The Guest, which is an awesome, awesome movie. Also
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, he will be the Beast.
Yeah.
And then I have a couple things that are kind of out now, but I know. Another thing, Voltron Legendary Defender season
2. Which starts in January.
It's really early in January. Yeah, like I think like the 13th or the 20th, one of those days. But then there's two things here that I'm looking forward to watching that are out now that I just won't have time to watch until next year is Man in the High Castle.
Right.
Season 2.
Which we mentioned a couple weeks ago.
Which I thoroughly enjoyed season 1.
Yeah.
I liked it even better the second time through.
Yeah.
So. And then there's one on Netflix, which David insists I watch.
The Oa.
Mm-hmm. Which is not about the Green Lantern Corps.
Right.
Which bothers me.
It looks like, I don't know, like an X-Files Stranger Things type thing.
Yeah. So that's my concern, right? Because
you didn't like Stranger Things.
I did not like Stranger Things.
But you're not a fan of the X-Files either.
I did not like the X-Files. I liked the end of Stranger Things.
Right.
I liked the kids on Stranger Things.
Right.
I hated the adults and the teenagers. They could have all, like, if it would have just been focused on Will and the gang,
it
would have been pretty cool.
The teenagers were okay.
I guess, but anyway.
Well, they were 80s teenagers, so, you had to, it literally was like a bunch of stuff jumbled together, so.
Right. But yeah,
I don't like is the Final Fantasy commercial that's on that stole the Stranger Things thing. It's got a bunch of kids and a lot of weird shit going on.
Really? I don't have cable, so I don't watch commercials anymore.
Unfortunately, catching up on the CW shows, it was on for a week worth of episodes.
So I watched the CW show on the app.
Yeah.
So there's some commercials, but it's the same commercial every time.
I'm surprised they didn't do the Final Fantasy because it was some big deal where they were previewing it.
Weird. Oh, yeah, and then the Flash and all that coming
out. Yeah, yeah, that stuff I'm looking forward to.
It comes back at the end of January, which is way earlier than it normally comes back, so that's pretty awesome.
It's a good deal.
Yeah. But, what I mean, is there anything you're looking forward to that I didn't mention?
You pretty much mentioned everything that I can think of. Obviously, I haven't caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s been solid this year, so I'll be looking forward to seeing where that goes toward the end of the year.
Sure.
Obviously, what we've got a couple movies in there to tie to it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah, so you caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Are you caught up on everything now?
Not caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and not caught up on The Walking Dead.
Well, I don't care about the crapping dead.
Right. Well, just it was literally we went a week of just watching the CW shows.
Yeah.
So we literally caught up from when we were on vacation to the winter breaks.
So, okay, I know we're talking about 2017.
Sure.
What did you think of the crossover?
Weak in some ways.
Yeah.
But a solid story altogether.
That episode of Arrow, which
I like what they did with Supergirl, where they left it open-ended for her to be able to come back.
Yeah, giving her the device.
Yeah. Or to call them to help her.
Yep. The Arrow episode was the 100th episode of Arrow. So I wish they would have done some. I wish they would have done a little different like timing for that. But that was the best episode out of all of them.
Yeah. I like the Flash episode just because of what they did in it that, and with having Wally actually starting to step up and that, which led into what happened in the mid-season finale. So
the mid-season finales were all really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the Supergirl mid-season finale was actually the episode before which they just aired out of order, which I hate when they do that,
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
with what was going down with the aliens and all that on there, it kind of made more sense for the whole thing with the Dominators.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. But
it was cool that she knew the Dominators in her universe, too. That they actually existed in her universe. And it's like, okay.
Yep.
Can't wait for Vampire Arrow to show up since they don't have Batman. So, you know, there'll be a giant crossover crisis on multiple Earths type story, and we'll get to see Oliver Queen as a vampire.
He'll be a Bat Arrow.
Literally, they could call him that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bat Arrow.
I'm looking forward to seeing what's going on with Prometheus.
Mm-hmm. And who do you think Prometheus is?
I don't know at this point. You know who I said it was when we watched the mid-season finale? The news reporter.
The girl.
Carly Pope is the actress's name.
And what else was she in?
She was in a show that was on the WB. I can't remember the name. Popular.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was the kind of nerdy, rebellious girl in that. And then she had the sister who was the popular one.
Right.
Yeah, she's been in a few, you know, she's been in like a lot of more low budget art house type stuff, but she's been around.
They did all four of the shows did a really good job setting up to, you know, come back and just kick in at a high level. She was in Elysium.
Was everybody in Elysium?
I think it seems like everybody we talked to about is in Elysium. Yeah. But I remember.
I didn't realize Riz Ahmed was in Nightcrawler. He's the guy who's working with
The camera.
Yeah, so. I didn't realize that until I was reading an article about him.
The one who he sets up.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a movie in 2017. If you have not watched Nightcrawler, watch it tonight. Don't even wait for 2017.
Maybe not tonight. Watch it while it's light out because it's creepy.
Watched it in the dark and I regretted it. Voltron Legendary Defender.
Yes.
Ended on a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of flipped the Voltron mythology on its head.
Yeah.
Don't want to spoil exactly how, but
I got to go back and rewatch it.
I'm really looking forward to that. Studio Mir, the group that did Korra and Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Really, really looking forward to that coming back. Just a bunch of good stuff.
Yeah, there's a solid amount of stuff coming. Yeah. Obviously looking forward to, you know, Rebels continuing.
Yeah, Rebels coming back. January 7th.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I'm like so far behind.
I'm behind, but it's like
I'm like seasons behind.
When you catch up, it's like it's so much fun. Yeah. It's just a fun
show. It's a good
show. Yeah.
Anyway. No, but The 100 coming back, I'm kind of hoping this will be the last season just because they've kind of run, they're running the course in like the direction that they've put it in.
What's this, the fourth or fifth?
The fourth. Okay. It would be a great final season.
Guess what? The CW's announced the 11th season of The 100.
Yeah, I hope not. So...
Some shows that works and other shows that don't.
Okay, so having just binged 10 seasons of Smallville.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of many shows that really should go on for more than 5 seasons.
Seven
maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I said many. Like, you know, there's exceptions.
There's enough story to tell that 7 years is decent. And I think that, like, you know, that model that Star Trek, the Next Generation set forth should be the model that they follow.
Well,
know that you have 7 years to tell your story, that's it.
But 13 episodes at a time, not 22.
Yeah.
Especially not 26.
Yeah.
So
some shows that works too.
All right. So movies. Let's jump jump from a small screen to a big screen.
Sure.
John Wick 2. That's the top thing I'm looking forward to.
Really?
I loved
not
that
Star
first
Wars
movie.
Episode 8?
Nope. I mean, episode 8 is definitely up there, but...
I'm looking forward to the end of Resident Evil.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
It's coming out in January.
You know, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes.
Power Rangers. I think I'm probably more excited about that for you than you, but...
Yeah, because that's more, like, you're younger than me to the point that...
Yeah.
I watched, like, the first season of The Mighty Morphin. Mm-hmm. And that, so I'm aware of those characters, but...
Yeah. In the kid that is the Blue Ranger, the black guy...
Yeah.
He was in a movie called Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl.
Okay.
And he played Earl.
Right.
And he was awesome in that, so okay. I'm a fan.
All right.
He's the
I'm
actor I'm
to
excited
see
to see.
Elizabeth Banks as...
Yeah, definitely as Rita Repulsa.
Yeah.
But yeah, Guardians 2... Without, I mean, if you really want to know the movies we're interested in, go back and like look at the trailers. You know, Logan, which, you know, for me to be excited for Logan off of that trailer alone has to say something. Because I hate Wolverine.
Right.
And I haven't liked any of the Wolverine standalone movies.
Well, hopefully you like this one.
And, you know, of the other, what, there have been two standalone Wolverines or three? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so of the two standalone Wolverines and then the other seven Wolverine movies with a supporting
that should be
cast.
The X-Men movies in case anybody didn't know.
You know, it's overkill. Hopefully this will be the last run. Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
Kong Island or Kong Skull Island. I always want to call it Kong Island for some reason.
Okay.
I keep ditching the skull there. War for Planet of the Apes. But
yeah,
you know, like Insidious 4 is out. It's just there's a ton of sequels.
Yet to
Pitch Perfect 3,
really?
I didn't even know they were doing a third. I'm kind of curious as to how they're gonna pull that one off.
Yeah,
but hey, more Anna Kendrick, I'm happy.
Yeah,
you're thinking about Anna Kendrick.
Yeah,
totally sidetracked. Let's sit here and think about
no,
Anna
she's
Kendrick
not
for a
even
second.
Like mm-hmm. in that movie.
Yeah,
no. Nah.
So
there's other ones.
She was in a good one with Sam from Hitchhiker's Guide. Help me out.
Sam from Hitchhiker's Guide.
The actor Sam.
Oh, Rockwell.
Rockwell. Thank you. Called Mr. Wright.
Yeah.
It's on HBO right now.
Oh, okay.
Where he's a hitman and she's just some random girl.
Okay.
And they kind of end up together and...
I was browsing Christmas movies on Netflix, and she's in some Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Melanie Lysinski.
Yeah, where they're sisters or whatever.
I haven't watched it, so I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, for me, those are just some of the movies. I mean, it's obviously not an all-inclusive list.
Well,
there's just so much coming out.
There's stuff that pops up that like you're like, oh yeah, go check that out. Yeah.
But,
I mean, Disney will have a movie out. Pixar will have a movie out.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast.
Right, Beauty and the Beast is coming. I mean, yeah, literally everything we've talked about is the stuff that we're looking forward
to. Cars 3.
Yeah, I'm very curious about that.
So, funny thing about Cars 3, there were a bunch of parents who were complaining that the trailer was too dark and it made their kids cry because they think Lightning McQueen's going to die.
Yeah.
Have they not watched any Disney movies?
Yeah.
I mean, Bambi.
If he has a kid, he's going to die.
Dead. Exactly, right? Bambi, mom's dead. Snow White, parents dead. Cinderella, parents dead. You know, it's just, you go on and on. Lion King, father dies because of mistakes son makes.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of goes on and on from there. So, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Did you see Cars 2?
Yes, I did.
I did not because probably I was
the
not
worst
interested
of the
in
Pixar
it.
Movies.
Really? Even worse than Finding Nemo.
I enjoyed Finding Nemo.
Ugh.
Yeah. I haven't seen Finding Dory yet, so maybe Cars 2 isn't the worst. But whatever. Finding Nemo's got a lot of funny points to it.
I guess. I just didn't care for it. I didn't care for Dory, the Finding Dory or whatever
I'd
it was.
I'd say it ties with Bug's Life as the two I don't like the most. Yeah. But, it's watchable, at least.
Okay.
I mean, it shouldn't have been called Cars 2. It should have been called Mater.
Yeah.
It should have been called Mater Tales.
Well, they had the Mater Tall Tales shorts, hilarious.
They're all hilarious, and that's the thing. In that movie, like I said, it shouldn't have been called Cars 2. It should have been called Mater's Tall Tales, you know, Adventures in Cars Land or something like that. Because it's literally a Mater movie. It's not a Lightning McQueen movie.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, it's. I mean, it's fun.
Like
there's
The Dark Knight
funny
is a Joker movie, not a Batman movie.
Right, yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's funny stuff in it, but it's not the best of the Pixar lot.
Yeah. Like Bugs Batman Life. And Robin is a Mr. Freeze movie and not a Batman movie.
There you go. Chill out.
Freeze.
Ice to see you.
No. You know, definitely.
Who's your daddy? Oh, wait, that's the wrong movie.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
It's not a tumor.
Okay. No.
I'll be
episode 9 for sure is
eight.
One that I'm interested eight. In. Yeah.
Episode 8.
Oh, 8. Yeah, that's right. 8.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, this is not looking forward to 2020.
This is not the math podcast. But then Fate of the Furious, the Fast and Furious 8.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. Like
Do you think that's him? Do you think that's Dominic?
No, but like Triple X, the Return of Xander Cage, looks like the better Fast and Furious movie. You know?
It does look like a
He's
Fast
like,
and Furious
I got,
movie.
I got my crew.
Yeah.
We need the crazy, the sure-shotted.
Where's Tyrese?
And the criminally insane.
Where's Tyrese?
No, you need Ludacris. Ludacris is the glue that holds the entire Fast and Furious universe together, right? So
he is because he was in all of it. So
well, except for the first one.
Well,
but now that Paul Walker's dead, he's going to be the one
glue
who's
that
been
holds
in the
it
most
together.
Of them.
Tyrese too. I mean, you know, he was in Too Fast, Too Furious.
It's true.
They're the Brian link.
Yeah. So Too Fast, Too Furious was the first one that I saw.
Okay.
And then Tokyo Drift and then 4.
Wow.
And I was like, maybe I should go back and watch the first one.
Yeah.
And I love the first one.
First one's great. I seen it in the theater.
I mean, I love them all.
Right.
Because they're just garbage fun movies. You know?
Yeah.
They're just fun. And,
well, it's kind of like... You know, there's movies you see on DVD or Blu-ray that you go, man, I should have went and seen that in the theater.
Yeah, yeah.
And my two major regrets are The Matrix and The Mummy.
You didn't see The Matrix?
I did not see The Matrix.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that when we talked about The Matrix.
I did not see The Matrix in the theater.
I saw The Matrix 8 times in the theater.
I knew people who were seeing it, and they kept telling me to go see it, and I'm like, I don't have time for that.
The first 4 times I saw it, it was for free, and it was before the movie even came out. So,
because
I had the greatest internship for a movie lover. I was working at the Greater Cincinnati Film Commission.
Yeah, that would be the way to do
it. And so I got free passes to everything. And then they knew that I was possibly interested in being a film reviewer. So I got to go see it with the film reviewer from the Cincinnati Enquirer at the time.
Cool.
Which was cool. And then I got to go to 2 other
was that
showings.
John Keith?
Margaret McGurk.
Oh, okay.
So she was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know. I didn't agree with her most of the time, but she wrote a great review.
Right.
You know, because it was, she didn't spoil anything.
Right.
And like, she was fair.
Yeah.
But she was usually wrong. So, anyway.
Yeah, I remember, you know, seeing the Fast and the Furious, the first one, in the theater for free. That was one of the...
Oh, cool.
Working at the comic book store, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think with this Fate of the Furious, like, Jason Statham's going to be a good guy now. It's like, ugh. You know, more
that's
of the
what
Rock
I'm saying.
Being the
Do
Rock.
Do you think that that is...
Maybe they switched brains?
Dominic, no.
Like,
I'm
Dominic's
like,
brain is in...
No, I think Jason it's the Statham. Brother. The brother who was in a coma.
Oh, Luke Evans.
Luke Evans, yeah.
Is Dominic.
He has Dominic like a face type thing.
Face off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then Dominic is stuck in some hotel somewhere or some hospital somewhere missing his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or he's got Luke Evans' face.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And he shows up. With
it's
a,
happened before. We've seen that movie before.
With a giant black arrow and shoots him down and then sucks his blood.
God. She just went too far.
Too far.
Too far.
There's a line. I never get to see it. You know, War for the Planet of the Apes. We kind of had a text exchange going back and forth about this with, you know, this week. I'm really looking forward to this. I love what they've done with this universe.
The difference between a reimagination and a reinterpretation.
So, I mean, because that was part of the thing we had talked about is, like, cut it out with the sequels and, you know, the reboot.
Right.
Reimagine it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you don't know. It's not even the reimagining because the reimagining is where you have stuff like Star Trek and stuff like that. Or, you know, it's tied to it somehow or other. A reinterpretation to me is where you take, you take the story, the base story that you have, like Pierre Boulez's Planet of the Apes. And you just build off of it and build your own universe.
Right.
And that, and it's like, that's kind of what you get with like Star Wars Rogue One or Rogue One or whatever you want to call it.
Rogue One, a Star Wars story.
Yeah. Is that they reinterpreted it at a certain twist because it's take two lines out of the crawl from A New Hope and we're just going to make a movie out of it. Yeah.
So, David.
So Minnie Bothans died. I mean, it could be a movie.
Yeah, Manny Bothans.
Yeah, but so. I want a movie that's called Minnie Bothans Died.
So
David, a Star Wars story.
David was not. He liked it, but he didn't love it.
Yeah,
and he kept telling. He was like, "Well, you still needed member berries to like this one."
Like, why?
Well,
because
of like
stuff,
you know,
that pops up
the, you know, the red leader, gold leader, that kind of stuff. But it's like it just added more depth to those characters. Like,
well,
if you
just
go back
was
and
like,
watch A
you
New
know,
Hope or
obviously
Star Wars
they,
right after,
you know,
but
they were there. Yeah. They were already there.
But there was no Wedge, though.
Mm. Yeah.
He was fantastic. God. That's my favorite member line berries. In all the member berries. But, you know, Rogue One was awesome. War for Planet of the Apes. This is how you should.
Yeah.
Like Godzilla, right?
Yeah, it's a reinterpretation of the idea of what that beast is. Kong looks like that.
Yeah.
It looks like a reinterpretation.
And again, because it's but that's in that same Godzilla universe. And
they haven't confirmed that yet. So it's like, you know, once we see the movie, maybe it'll be confirmed. But, you know,
maybe,
I mean, that's one of those ones where you could throw Pacific Rim in there, too. And, you know, that's a balls out movie that.
Double idea. God, that's a good one. I'm excited for Steven DeKnight to be the director of Pacific Rim 2, which they changed the title again. It's not Maelstrom anymore.
Okay.
It's like Rising or something like that.
Okay.
So Pacific Rim 2 Rising in a world. Right. All right.
Those type of movies don't have in a world.
They should.
They just have like.
No, it's that.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. But here we are.
Or with them, it's, you know, the legendary symbol, and then boom, 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 you know, that type of thing.
Yeah. What do you think of the King Arthur Legend of the Sword?
I want to see it.
Okay. So
obviously she is a very big fan of Arthurian type stories. So I showed her the preview and she goes, that looks interesting.
So I'll see it because it's got sword fights.
Yeah.
And I like Guy Ritchie.
Sure.
Zero expectation from that.
Oh, yeah. There's no expectation to the movie.
Other than
but
this
it's
is probably going to suck.
The same thing that was Guy Ritchie with Sherlock Holmes, Guy Ritchie with Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah.
I know those, but he reinterpreted. He literally, he didn't remake them.
Right.
He reinterpreted them his own way, because The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is close to that story, but it's its own take on that story.
So Sherlock Holmes, I only watched the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just because I've never really had access to the second one because I missed it in the theater.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to see it.
I have it.
Okay, I'll borrow
it. I'll bring it over. Yeah.
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah.
It's a dumpster fire.
It's a fun it's a rompy type movie.
I was so bored by that movie.
Yeah.
So like, I hope this is more back in like the vein of Snatch and you know, Lock Stock. You know, that's right, kind of like the story that, like, you know, kind of storytelling that I'm looking for from him. Cause like, I'll be honest, like Guy Ritchie is not a selling point for me anymore. T2 Trainspotting, you know?
Yeah.
Do we need
it? Don't care.
20 years later?
Never seen the first one.
You know?
That's when I never had any interest in seeing.
I love that movie because I loved the book.
Okay.
The Irvine Welsh book. I've read most of his novels.
Okay.
You know, that was just kind of stuff I was interested in. Sure. You know, I was reading that, Chuck Pound a Chick, you know, all that stuff when I was 16 through 18. That was, you know, to go with the sci-fi stuff that I liked, but that's also stuff that
Whereas I was reading Tom Clancy
I didn't read Tom Clancy until like my mid-20s.
See, I did climb, what was it? Tom Clancy, Clive Barker, and some Stephen King, like probably 17 to 20s.
Yeah.
And that. Okay. And don't really have any interest in going back and reading much of it.
No.
And that, but it's like I told you before, it's all stuff that I was interested in at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Star Trek novels and stuff like that. So,
I don't know. Like I said, there's a bunch of stuff coming out. Some that has more, like, you know, Despicable Me 3.
Yeah. You know,
I like the second one better than the first one. I fell asleep watching
Minions.
But,
so,
yeah, Minions.
Yeah. I like that. I like that idea, those characters.
Yeah.
But that movie wasn't doing anything for me,
it just wasn't executed properly.
Yeah. Despicable Me 2 is awesome.
Yeah, I Despicable think Me 2 was really the better, better one. But I kind of like, let's leave it on that.
But it's the curse that these movies have, because after Shrek 2, we didn't need a Shrek 3. We didn't need a Shrek 4. Was there a Shrek 5? Puss in Boots, a
Shrek the Musical. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's a lot of the curse that they fall into, because it's like, these things are successful. Keep making them.
Make them.
Make them better if you're going to make them.
Yeah, one we haven't talked about, Justice League.
Is that this year?
Yeah.
Wonder Woman's this year.
Wonder Woman's this year, too.
Is Justice League this year?
Yeah. Justice League is November.
Is it?
November 17th.
God, I thought that was next. I thought that was 2018.
No.
For some reason.
You know, as of right now, it's November 17th. You have Transformers The Last Knight.
Blah.
You have Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that one. I forgot about that one. I'm looking forward to that.
You have The Mummy.
Yeah.
You have John Wick. You have the Lego Batman movie.
That's what, March?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have Kingsman The Golden Circle.
Very curious about that. I'm interested to see how they do that. Yeah.
You have Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
You have World War Z 2.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
God.
Baywatch.
Yes.
That looks hilarious.
That looks fun.
So
that looks like in the vein of 21 Jump
Street.
That's
what I was going to say. I love 21 and 22 Jump Street. Yeah. So, and Zac Efron.
Yeah.
He is an underrated comedic actor.
Yeah.
The Bad Grandpa or Dirty Grandpa.
I haven't seen that one with Robert De Niro.
Dude, there's parts of that movie where he carries De Niro.
Okay.
And I mean, De Niro's funny. I think he's another one who's underrated. And like De Niro and Aubrey Plaza together in that movie, that's cinematic gold.
I liked Neighbors. I thought Neighbors was a fun movie, but he was the funniest part of it.
Neighbors was good. Neighbors 2 bad. Was not good. Neighbors 2 really? Was ugh.
Okay.
Pitch Perfect, like I said, Jumanji with Karen Gillan and The Rock.
Yeah.
You have Fist Fight with Ice Cube and Charlie Day.
Okay.
Where they're teachers, and basically Ice Cube is like, meet me at the flagpole at 3 o'clock. So it's kind of like 3 o'clock high.
Okay. But
one teacher wanting to kick another teacher's ass.
Okay.
Saw Legacy.
I thought we were done with
this. I thought so too. Tobin Bell is back. The remake of Flatliners. You know, it's just,
what?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just, you have all this stuff coming out where it's like, you know, half of it is, does this need to be made? Like, they should have a chart. Does this need to be made? Yes.
Like, there should be a department in filmmaking companies where it's like, you know, do we need to make that? No. No. Before you even make it and have people come in and watch it, just have people come in and look at your board and go, no, yes, what are your plans with that?
Yeah.
And that has me interested just with the title.
Yeah. And then one that you're probably more excited than I am is Alien Covenant, which is May 19th.
James Franco is going to be in it.
Yeah. I mean, Danny McBride's in it. So there. Billy Crudup. I like Billy Crudup. Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
Fassbender. You know.
Well.
So.
What did I watch? Oh, I finally watched Steve Jobs.
Oh, yeah. I think it was just Jobs, wasn't it? Or was it Steve Jobs?
I thought it was Steve Jobs.
Okay.
I really liked it.
Really?
Yeah. I knew everything. I mean, obviously, you know everything.
Because you
point.
Know everything.
Yeah. But I was like, I thought Fassbender was really good.
Really good. I thought Kate Winslet was good.
Yeah. What's his name?
Josh Gad. Seth. Seth Rogen, yeah.
Why is it that every time there's a fat guy in a movie, Seth Rogen has to play that guy?
When did Seth Rogen like stop being funny?
Because
he was funny early on. Yeah, like Freaks and Geeks, he was funny.
Yeah. Because he got busy like producing stuff you know, he's more behind the scenes now, which is fine.
Yeah. Stay behind the
scenes. But I'm like, you know, maybe behind the scenes is the way you should go.
Yeah.
But he didn't work for me. What is that? Wozniak?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he didn't work for me as Wozniak. The guy who played Wozniak in the Ashton Kutcher Steve Jobs movie worked for me more than he did.
Okay.
And that might have been Josh Gad.
Maybe, yeah. I didn't see the Ashton Kutcher one.
The Ashton Kutcher one actually is interesting because it's like you could watch both of them together and you'd get a more informative story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because, I mean, the one with Fassbender hits the highlights.
Yeah.
And the one with Kutcher.
Yeah, Josh Gad was Steve Wozniak in that.
Gad
one,
worked better as Wozniak.
Yeah. Interesting.
And just because I've seen interviews with Wozniak and you're like, okay, that's not him. Mm-hmm. Whereas Fassbender was like channeling Jobs. I mean, it was like, it's like at times you were like, wait a minute.
I mean, he was a much more handsome Steve Jobs.
Well, but I mean, at the end, when it was like, you know, the last part of the story, he looked like Jobs did.
Yeah, in the cancer years.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow. It's like, wow. But Kutcher did a good job as Jobs also.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Comic books.
I'm looking forward to the end of Invincible.
I got some.
Yeah. You have some?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Over 18,000 of them.
Wow. Green Lantern, Planet of the Apes. The next round of IDW's Deviations, which is including a Star Trek. And Judge Dredd is a werewolf.
Nice.
And I think there's an Orphan Black and a My Little Pony in that roundhouse, too.
I'm looking forward from IDW Volume 2 of Green Lantern, Star Trek.
Yeah, that's
which kicked week? Off this week. Yeah. But, you know, also from IDW, a new Lock and Key story.
Yeah.
Which kicked off this week, which will go on.
Oh, okay. Is it like a conclusion or?
No. It's a different.
Oh, okay.
It's a different story altogether.
Lock and Key, the next generation?
It's
the previous generation. Yeah, okay.
So,
we're going to look back into the past.
It looks cool. I just leafed through it. I didn't get a chance to read it yet because I actually went to the comic book store yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going tomorrow.
I wasn't going to have time, so.
I'm actually going tomorrow. I'm going to the comic book store.
I hung out like thinking Elva was going to show up because I was going to snap a picture of her as she walked through the door because that's my favorite thing to do to her.
Nope. I have to go. So.
Cool. You're going to give Jeff his Christmas present.
Right.
Anyway, and so that for my, there's a bunch of my
plus, I haven't been there in a while, so I need to just go and look around.
And then
IDW is pumping out a lot of stuff that I'm like, ooh,
Ooh.
Ooh. They've put out the most press releases. What is it? A lot of the Free Comic Book Day stuff is actually on freecomicbookday.com. Yep, you can go see it. DC's got, of course, a black cover.
Top secret.
And Marvel's got a top secret thing going on. But they said that theirs involves Guardians of the Galaxy, obviously, because the movie will be coming out. What IDW's Free Comic Book Day is a Star Trek The Next Generation Mirror Universe story. So that'll be cool.
I hope that'll continue on into
I think it's the beginning of a mini series of some sort.
X-Men Resurrection. So right now is the Inhumans versus X-Men. It's always everyone versus the X-Men.
What is it? X-Men Blue, X-Men Gold.
There's a bunch of titles.
The one that sounded interesting to me is the Wolverine group.
Yeah.
That's the Old Man Logan Sabretooth book. I forget the name of it, but that one sounds like an intrigue type book. So
So the yellow and blue is a throwback to gold. The Claremont gold. Yellow and gold, blue and gold is a throwback to the Claremont days. I will be getting the blue for sure because it's all of the new.
Don't lie, you'll be getting them all.
Well, I will get them all, but for sure blue.
Is blue the team that you want?
That's for the most part.
See, I haven't looked at the teams to see who's on the team.
I would like to pull a couple characters, but it's X-Men, they'll all by the 10th issue, the teams will be completely different.
X-Men
anyway.
Purple.
But I think Jubilee's on one of the teams. And it's like,
is she vampire?
But it's like, stop trying to make Jubilee a thing.
Well, the thing
she
is,
doesn't
is
work.
Jubilee you can use, but get the vampire thing down. Yeah, stop trying to make her the quirky, 90s kid and make her dark. Make her go dark.
Does a mall baby eat chili fries?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, she has the same look.
Yeah.
And it's grow
has
up.
Not changed at all.
It's okay. That
it's
she's
like
a
Gambit.
Vampire, but she doesn't have to look like that. Gambit does have to look like that. I'm sorry.
Did you read his solo series?
No.
It was interesting.
Even though I like that character, it's more I like that 90s cartoon version. Yeah.
And then there was the Deadpool Gambit miniseries from Ben Blacker and Ben Acker.
Okay.
Which was actually very funny. Like intentionally funny, not, but I'm trying to think of, so there's the X books, the whole
there's a spinning off of Revolutions, there's a new Revolutions miniseries coming out that's going to be a crossover story again.
Cool.
So
I like when IDW does the crossovers because you get to see those licensed properties together.
Yeah.
But this is the whole Hasbro verse thing, anyway,
right?
So.
Yeah. Well, and that's what it's cool that IDW is very open to letting stuff happen. Boom is very. I mean, what is it? Boom has Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
So it's like this year alone we had Tarzan on the Planet of the Apes, and we had Star Trek Planet of the Apes, and it's like. Keep doing those. Those are fun.
Those are fun. Everyone likes them.
There's a part
when
in
you had Batman
Tarzan.
And the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
so
there's literally a part in the Tarzan on the Planet of the Apes where
it's all right there.
It literally could cross over with the Star Trek Planet of the Apes story, where it's like, wait a minute, this all happened in the same universe.
Tarzan versus Planet of the Apes versus Star Trek versus Green Lantern
versus the Predator
versus Alien,
because Tarzan fought the Predator at one point.
But
they've done that already, though, because what is it? There's a Pathfinder book that's going on right now called Worldscape.
Okay.
Where they've taken all the Dynamite characters that they have property rights to, and they're using them with their Pathfinder characters.
Interesting.
So John Carter of Mars and Tarzan and
that's kind of cool.
I think Tarzan's in that. Or Lord of the Jungle. Maybe that's the one that they have the rights to.
Okay.
Red Sonja and that, so
cool.
Yeah.
There's cool.
I mean,
stuff.
Obviously we don't know everything that's coming out because
Legend of Korra
from
Dark Horse comes out, and
is
then
is that gonna be a miniseries or
I don't know. I hope they do it like they do Avatar, where it's just the graphic novel, the quarterly graphic novel.
But I mean, you don't get a lot of information on comic books until the middle of the year because they don't really.
Yeah, that's just kind of a thing.
I mean, they haven't mentioned any giant X-Men crossover or Marvel crossover or anything for the middle of the year like usual.
We'll get all that stuff at C2E2.
Free Comic Book Day.
Well, the Free Comic Book Day.
Looking
stuff
forward
out,
to Toy Fair, which will be in February. Mm-hmm. Get to see what new Star Wars toys are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly Star Wars toys.
Yeah, new Legos.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing anything because, you know, I'm not too.
You're not too old to get toys.
Well, I'm not too old to get toys, obviously, but I'm not too reined in that if I see a figure that's not part of some genre that I like I bought a Transformer and I usually don't buy Transformers, and I bought a Transformer just because I like the look of the character.
Oh, cool.
And I think that, you know, that's more fun than I have to collect all of this line and that's all I'm collecting.
Must collect. Yeah.
Yeah. And then sometimes I don't collect stuff just because it's overpriced for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Matty collector.
I gave up on that stuff.
Well, they had a sale and they had the Anti-Eternia He-Man up. And I was like tempted, but I went, no, you're too expensive for me.
Tempted,
plus,
but
I've had
no
issues with their shipping before. So
yes. So talk to Buzz. Talk to Buzz about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. 2017 can be a cool year.
Yeah, I think it'll be a fun year.
You know, there was a lot of great stuff this year.
Yeah,
and it seems like we're just gonna keep on rolling. So.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean,
as long as they keep making this stuff and making it good and fun.
Obviously,
and interesting.
This business is a hot business now to the point that, you know, you get cool stuff no matter what, and then you get jinky stuff that you're like, why? Yeah, like I'm looking forward to picking up the new Marvel Legends series is popping up now with Spider-Man and that. So I'm looking forward to that.
I still have to get the last two X-Men ones.
Oh, from the last set?
Yeah. I need, God, I have to get Wolverine, which pisses me off.
Might not have to get Wolverine.
Someone might get me Wolverine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking
or just the piece. Are you doing the Build-A-Figure, or are you actually leaving them in the packages?
I haven't decided.
Oh, okay.
So,
I mean, if you're
I'd
just
like
doing
to,
the Build-A-Figure, I probably could find a head for you.
I mean, it's been a while since I've gotten a full line.
Yeah.
So.
See, the X-Men was the line where I did not do a full. So. And I won't do the X-Men that are coming out this year. I won't do a full line either.
Yeah.
I don't care about Doug Locke.
I do.
And that. So I don't need to build a figure. This one, I didn't do a full line. Mm-hmm. That's what eBay's made for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do eBay.
So, you know.
Anywho.
Yeah, you would probably be dangerous on eBay.
I got screwed. Like, the one time I bought something.
Oh, really?
It just, I got, you know, it wasn't a thing, too, where it seemed like it was too good to be true. It was just, it seemed like a fair deal, and it turned out that, you know.
The one time I got screwed, I went in with the flamethrower and burnt the hell out of the place. So, you know.
Anyway.
That's been years ago, so.
Years ago. Yeah. In the day of long ago, Johnny got screwed by eBay. And
it wasn't by eBay. It was by a seller.
Yeah, well,
so.
I get it. All right. Well, yeah. It's been a good year. Looking forward to next year. That's kind of how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, I agree.
So, and I'm looking at this big box of Christmas presents, and I want to tear into them, even though I know most of them aren't for me.
What are you, 5-year-old?
I know most of them aren't for me.
No. There's not most. There's a lump of coal in there for you. That's it. A lump of podcast coal.
Podcast coal. Well, I just got you a check to reimburse you for your microphone for Christmas.
Okay.
So Merry Christmas. Anywho. All right. Because
you're like, one day he's going to quit and he's going to take that microphone with him.
I have another XLR microphone to put there anyway. So please. I have so many microphones now.
Quit threatening to quit, though.
Just do it. Do it. I dare you. Do it.
Just slam down and be like, fuck you.
In 2017, there will be a new Infamous podcast host with Johnny.
David.
David doesn't have time. Oh, so.
Oh, I forgot. Mr. Hollywood don't have time.
Mr. Griffin. Yeah. So, anyway. But no, next week we're going to talk about
David.
Just
kidding, David.
Yeah. No, but I want to thank David. I want to thank, you know, everyone we had the chance to talk to this year.
Yeah.
You know, we had some good interviews, not as many probably as we'd like, but we were also not as aggressive as we probably should be. But
well, you got a full-time job and it kind of took away from you being aggressive, so.
Full-time jobs.
Yeah.
Got to figure out a way out of that. I need to become independently wealthy.
You don't want
to
be a comic book store owner.
No. I did.
Well, a lot of them closed down this year. So.
So Anywho.
It's a good, bad business.
It is. And it's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
So, I meant to pull up the list of top comic books for the year, because one thing that we did not talk about was DC Comics.
Okay.
I'm not looking forward to anything new from DC in 2017.
I haven't heard anything about anything
from DC. To be honest, I'm down to three titles that I get from them, which I...
Star Trek Green Lantern being one of them?
Nightwing, Detective, Batman. And Batman's gone after this I Am Suicide thing.
Star Trek Green Lantern will take its place.
Yeah. I don't even get the Green Lantern books.
Yeah.
I mean, I have an unending run from like 85 on.
Yeah. Mine keeps running, but I haven't read it.
Yeah. I mean, next hue is pretty much all of the new 52 Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Green Lantern Corps, Red Lanterns, you know, all that just nonsense.
The bad thing about it is if you look at my list, it's more Dark Horse IDW Image than anything.
I have a lot of Marvel.
I pretty much cut back on most of that too.
But I've cut back.
Yeah.
You know,
I fall behind, but it's like, you know, you start reading stuff and it's like, wow.
For me with Marvel, I'm caught up because they do the free digital version.
Right.
And I always have my tablet with me.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense I read those first.
The problem, you know, and it's something that continues throughout the year, so it's kind of relevant no matter what, is that you run out of time.
Yeah,
they publish so much that it's too much. Like, yeah,
they need to go back to just monthly books.
Yeah,
and
I mean with DC especially, it's like monthly books would be the logical thing to do.
You can go back to
doing like you know, three part stories and not six part stories where you're forced to buy the whole thing.
Yep.
And that, I mean, you know, that goes for anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the Tarzan on the Planet of the Apes is only a four-parter.
Right.
And it's like, good enough. Stop charging so much for trade paperbacks.
Yeah.
Is another thing. Maybe the resolution of the company should be stop charging so much for trade paperbacks, where I don't want to buy the book for $2.99 or $3.99, but I want to buy the trade paperback.
But I don't want to pay $40.
But I don't want to pay $40 for a hardcover and have to wait 6 more months for a trade paperback, or I don't want to pay $25 for a trade paperback that only has 6 issues in it.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Stop.
Yeah, because this used to be like $12.99.
I would go with $19.99. I'll pay $19.99.
Image does it right.
Image, you know, there's $14.99 most of the time.
$11.99.
Yeah, some of them are Invincibles are $14.99. Oh, or something. But, yeah, The Walking Dead's are But I mean, even that, over the years, it's like Walking Dead has become more popular, but they've never raised the price on their trade paperbacks.
Or the book.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, kudos to the Skybound team for
that.
Way
to go,
You know, yeah.
But
Kirkman is a smart cookie when it comes to running his books and that. I mean, you know, he's doing 3 books at once and he seems to be doing fine.
Yeah. All righty. Well, on that note, we're going to go
screw you on
have,
ending Invincible.
I'm excited to see how it ends.
It's going to be a fun ending, I'm sure.
All right, well, let's go have
the same way Gaiman run ending Sandman was like one of those things where it's like you're like it's so good, don't do it, but okay.
Or Bill Willingham ending Fables,
Preacher ending, that type. I'm naming off like all the Vertigo awesomeness, but
Preacher. But I read the first trade and just
that book's dark.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go have a very infamous podcast Christmas.
Sure.
All right. So you can find us online at infamouspodcast.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. We are at Patreon at patreon.com/infamouspodcast. Mm-hmm. Go check it out. Give us your money. that's a nice way to do it, right?
Give us your money.
Give us your money now.
If you don't have money right now, just wait until after the first of the year, and then you give us money when you get your tax check, and it's you know, triple digits, maybe 4 digits. You can just donate your tax check to the Patreon.
Oh, the Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah.
I'm Brian Tudor. You can find me on most social networks as at Brian Tudor.
Johnny Podorf at Twitter and Instagram.
All right.
I'll try to post more pictures in the next year.
And whenever you're listening to this, enjoy. Have a safe and happy nerd-filled holiday.
And if you're listening to this in like 2017, you probably know what we really think about some of the stuff we were looking forward to.
Dun, dun, dun. Later.
Happy holidays.